You are listening to CJAM 99.1 FM and Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave here, going through with Endless Summer, our tribute to the music of the Beatles. And we came back from a block there of covers.
Beach Boys.
Of the I said Beatles again. Oh, my God.
We like both bands.
I like both bands. Okay. You know, why did you both have to name your bands with a B? With the Beach Boys. Anyway.
Both B-E-A.
Both B-E-A. They're right next to each other in my record collection.
Both B's. Okay.
Well, if you want to tell us why I can't remember bands' names, please go to our website. You can shoot us a message. That's at revrock.blogspot.com. There, me and Dave put a post about the bands we love and the music we play. And speaking of the music we played, we just heard an amazing cover from Sonic Youth.
Yeah, their version of I Know There's an Answer, which you can find on some reissues and online, but it originally appeared on a really cool 1990 covers compilation that was called Smiles, Vibes, and Harmonies, a tribute to Brian Wilson. We also heard a song, another one from that release, by The Head Coats, their version of the early song in the Beach Boys catalog, 409. Mm-hmm. And then we had Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet covering In My Room from their Dim the Lights, Chill the Ham album. And then we started off with The Who doing Barbara Ann from their Ready Steady Who EP in 1966. And, you know, we got another set of Beach Boys songs. We're going to talk briefly about that, and then we're going to launch right into it.
Yeah, so at this point, there was a little bit of commercial failure, and the band wasn't really sure where they were heading. And they were kind of desperate to hear Brian Wilson kind of steer them right again. They never really achieved the success of Pet Sounds again. But what they did get are these really strange psychedelic records that made up their discography from the late 60s through early 70s. Records that a lot of critics and fans say are some of their best, and I agree. We're going to hear a smattering of some outtakes from these, starting off with an early version of a song, Busy Doing Nothing, a song called Even Steven, taken from the recordings of their Friends record.
I had to fix a lot of things this morning. They were so scrambled, but now it's okay. I tell you, I've got enough to do. The afternoon was filled up with phone calls. What a hot, sticky day.
15.
You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, and also syndicating throughout several different stations in Canada. We're doing an all Beach Boys show and the summer, playing a selection of deep cuts, outtakes, etc., and we also did some covers. We ended off that set with a track from the amazingly recently released box set Feel Flows, which covers the Sunflower and Surf's Up era albums of the Beach Boys.
Yeah, and a weird duality of albums, that is. A very light, hopeful album paired with a very dark, pessimistic record. Yeah. We heard something that would actually be an alternative version of a track that would wind up on the Sunflower record from 1970 with Slip On Through. That was a 1969 alternative mix of that. And then we heard some stuff from some of those other compilation box sets, which have been very comprehensive, exploring these various releases of the late 60s, early 70s from the Beach Boys. We heard an alternative version of All I Want to Do with Dennis Wilson doing lead vocals.
Yeah, and a lot of fuzz guitar, which isn't... I'm sure it is on the other recording, but not as prominently.
And not what you usually associate with this band.
Right. And that comes from the 2020 album. And then we also heard an alternate lead vocal version of I Can Hear Music, a cover of the Ronettes track.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, both of those are from the 2020 record. And those were compiled from the I Can Hear Music compilation, which has all those sessions. Interesting note, because Brian Wilson at the time was incapacitated due to needing psychiatric care and not available to be around the Beach Boys, his contributions were remote. So they actually took sessions that were recorded from the Smile sessions. Yeah. And then they put some of those tracks on that record. Also, he's not on the album cover itself, but inside, when you open up the gatefold record, his picture is there. Kind of a subtle nod to the fact that Brian was absent during this record.
And on this one especially, the other members had to take on production duties and songwriting duties more so than they had in the past. So it makes it a really unique album as well. Really cool, and I do recommend checking it out. Prior to that, we heard a pair of tracks from the Friends album, which is a more laid-back psychedelia album, and we heard two alternate versions of songs that would be eventually on the Friends album, but the box set compilation with all the sessions is called Wake the World, the Friends Sessions. What songs did we hear, Adam?
We heard an alternative version of Passing By, and then we heard an early version of a song called Busy Doing Nothing. The original title of it was Even Steven. Now, the Beach Boys would go on to have a long career of, you know, varying highs and lows, and I don't think it's not too controversial to say they wouldn't get any better from where they peaked in the early 70s. Like, in terms of their post-Pet Sounds material, they really did peak in that period with the album Sunflower, Surf's Up, and Holland in 1973, and then you kind of had diminishing returns thereafter. But with that said, the band persevered, and what's most important for me is that figures like Brian Wilson managed to survive and fought through his personal demons and got some restitution for everything he went through in that band and all the personal demons that he had to face in terms of the abuse from his father, the type of mental toll that the drugs in excess took on him, and he was able to come out the other end.
That's right, and unfortunately some of the other members were not.
No, there were some tragedies, and quite a few of the members actually passed away.
Yeah.
So the Beach Boys, as they are now, are definitely not what they were, but with that said, there was this halcyon period for about 10 years where they were one of the most creative and fertilely imaginative bands out there. And I hope that this show highlighted that. We played all songs that were not officially released on any of their records, and yet they are all songs that could easily fit onto any studio recording. This has been a great show in my estimation, and I want to thank everyone who's tuned in. We're going to end off with a pair of other songs, I'm hoping. First, we're going to play a song called Big Sur. Now, this is taken from that Feel Flows box set, and this is actually an outtake that was recorded during the Surf's Up sessions.
Yes.
As we mentioned, Surf's Up, a dark record.
Yes, especially the cover. It was basically the antithesis of everything they were known for surf-wise. It's kind of going in the opposite direction. And it was partially recommendation of their manager at the time to try different things, but also the band trying different things. But I wanted to mention, this is a great record, but I also wanted to mention before we sign off, I do also want to mention the 1977 album, I Love You, which was another album that was completely, primarily composed by Brian Wilson in a similar fashion to Pet Sounds. But it's predominantly with synthesizers, and it predates a lot of like punk and new wave.
No, that's really amazing, and I'm glad you brought that up. That's one of those peaks in otherwise the desert of their kind of post-Holland discography. The song that we're going to hear, Big Sur, would be re-recorded and released on the Holland record in 1973. A very underrated record in my estimation, but one that's fantastic and worth checking out. And then if we have time, we're also going to play one final song from the Beach Boys after that, a cover they did of a Jack Sprell song, Seasons. Right?
Seasons in the Sun.
Seasons in the Sun, that's right. So that's how we're going to end the program.
All right, we'll be back next week. Same time, same frequency. And Mark Casbon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies radio program. This is Big Sur by the Beach Boys on Revolution Rock.
friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we climbed hills and trees, learned to love in ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Adore me, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing. Thank you.
Radio Rewind.